It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The Las Cruces Convention Center will have a circus casino atmosphere tomorrow evening for the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico's 30th anniversary gala. To learn more, Emily Guerra talked with CFSNM Executive Director Tara Winter about their only annual fundraising event.
So our gala event is such a fun, fun activity to come to. We're hoping for 500 attendees this year. We've been doing some type of gala over probably the last 12 or 15 years. We used to do an event called Mayor's Ball, which we used to have lots of different activities around town, and you would go to somebody's home and then kind of go to an ending party. So this year it's a Cirque de CFSNM theme. So you're thinking a little bit circus, a little bit Odd Lab is going to be there this year, so we may have some fire eaters and some jugglers, but you'll have to come and see what the surprises are. But for our 30th anniversary, we're really going to talk about our history in the community. This is our only fundraising event that we do annually. So it not only goes to support operations for the Community Foundation and our team and what we do, but the more money we raise, the more money we give out in gala grants. So those that are underneath our umbrella, the 42 people, can actually come and do games of chance. They'll get little poker chips, and by the time they're done with the evening, they'll dump those poker chips into one of our 42 non-for-profit containers. Those non-for-profits that have the most chips in their container get into a drawing and a small grant application. And so we give $1,500 out to the non-for-profit for operations and $500 into their endowment for endowment growth.
Does it provide a buffet? Do you have a sit-down dinner?
So, you know, the event starts at 6 o'clock, and so there'll be kind of a grand entry, and we do kind of what's called the step and repeat, where we take your photos as you walk in. All of our guests will have a complimentary cocktail. D.H. Les Combs is actually providing some champagne, and Little Toe Creek is actually providing some tequila, so we're going to have a surprise drink during that hour. So you come in through the cocktail hour, you can actually start your games of chance. We'll have some circus games. We're actually going to have some tarot card readers this year, so that'll be a lot of fun. And so mostly it's kind of mingling. We sit for dinner at 7 o'clock, and it's a plated dinner. So it's a three-course dinner that will be plated and brought out to everybody. What I'm really proud of is we do a very short program. So our program usually is about 15 minutes. We have a great video that kind of shows you what we've done for the last year, and then we'll go into a live auction. And so we have five wonderful live auction items this year. We have a private jet and a condo to San Diego, California. And we have a wonderful event called, it's basically a pop-up party in a box. So you actually can get dinner for 10 to 12 from Salud de la Mesilla, a private mixologist with Daniel Gonzalez, and then a private musician, Jake Mossman. So you purchase that, or you bid on that, and you basically get a party in a box that you can have all these people come to your home and invite your friends over. So the live auction, about 20 or 30 minutes, and then we have about 50 to 60 silent auction items. Of course, there'll be music and lots of kind of entertainment throughout the evening. And then we kind of wrap up and we're done about 10 o'clock, 10:30.
So will Jacob Mossman be performing?
He will not be performing the night of. We actually have a special guest. We have an illusionist that will be part of our program. So he will do kind of one trick that'll be about 10 to 15 minutes. So it's kind of our surprise illusionist. But yeah, Jake is actually volunteering his time to do it for someone at their private home, which is fantastic. We're really, really happy about that.
A great flamenco artist.
I know.
And for tickets, they can call your offices at 521-4794. Or where else can they get tickets?
You know, they can email us. They can go directly to our website, which is www.cfsnm.org, and there's a little button there for our events. Of course, everyone can follow us on social media, so we have a Facebook page, an Instagram, and a Twitter account. And of course, I think just giving us a call at the office is always a nice way we can put your name on the list and have you all come to the event.
So do you have a lot of employees at the Community Foundation?
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of our team. You know, we're a small organization. There's four of us on the team. So we really are passionate about keeping our administrative costs low. So as a non-for-profit, we run about 9 to 10% administrative cost. So we really try to make sure that all of the money that's coming in is going directly back out to our non-for-profit partners, to our endowment holders and our grant making.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Tara Winter at our website, krwg.org. And stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.